I want to say something profound. Isn't that what graduation speeches attempt to do? To find a clever way of saying, look how far we've come, just wait and see how far we'll go. Trying to be profound is like trying to win the Nobel Prize. If it's the recognition you want, then you probably don't deserve it. But I want to say something that matters. I'll try my best to avoid the usual cliches, but I make no promises. Today I graduate with my master's in composition. Being a composer at a graduate level means that I spent most of my time with other composers. Perhaps we've seen each other in the hallways, in class, or on this stage, but we may not know each other that well, if at all. Even still, I think we have had similar experiences. It's hard to sum up these last few years. Looking back, there are defining moments. I collect these in my mind, quotes from teachers, and memories of my accomplishments. Of course, living through them, I don't always notice them for what they are, but looking back, I have many. There was that evening in Composer's Workshop when Professor Howe asked me if I would be interested in leading the Queen's College New Music Group. Apparently, there was something he saw in me that might make a good leader. And for 2 years, I've been president of this group, putting on 13 concerts in a variety of venues with a great host of different ensembles. It has been an incredible opportunity for me to meet the people behind the scenes, to be the person who fields all questions, and to be part of something greater than any one composer can be. This moment gave me the confidence to lead a group of my peers. Another moment is made of two bookends. During my first year, I went to my advisor and said, I have this great idea for a children's opera, and I hear there's an opera composer on campus. Well, after 2 years of toil, hours of tutelage under Professor Saylor, and a commission by Half Moon Theater, my children's opera, The Magic Fish, with libretto by my brother, Jim Nagel, is being produced upstate in November. Last week, when I submitted it as my graduate thesis, I completed that bookend. This moment reminded me that it is possible to have a dream and make it real. I have many moments I would like to share with you, but not enough time to share them. The sweetest are of the people I met and the friends that I made. Above all, there is one person who shines out clearest. There's this girl, a young woman who sat in the back of counterpoint class. And somehow I always found a way of sitting next to her and borrowing a pencil. Almost 3 years later, she's the person I wake up to every morning. If only you could know in advance when you're about to meet someone you love. I would have made sure to remember every second of our first encounter. Instead, I have those snapshot memories, the smell of her fragrance, a fleeting glance of her long, dark hair, an ill-timed joke met with a gracious laugh. Then later, those moments that are too good to put into words. I add these moments together and I have something worth more than the sum of their parts. I have a person with whom to spend every moment. Queen's College gave me many things, a great education, a number of opportunities, but also gave me Sarah. I promised I wouldn't embarrass her. She's the one sitting in the pink in the front. There's one last moment I'd like to share with you. It's one that happened to me recently, and one that I think will stay with me for a long time. The school recently produced the world premiere of The Image Maker, an opera by my professor, Bruce Saylor. It was a grand affair with fantastic sets, costumes, dance, and of course, music. The main character is Manuel, a Santero, who is a carver of mystical wooden figures, celebrating a religion that is both Christian and Cuban. During the opera, Manuel questions the benevolence of his God and his religion, but in the end, returns to his life of being a Santero. Holding a formless block of wood, he asks himself, what next? What next? Every night during these beautiful bars of music, it occurred to me that Bruce Saylor, like all composers, is a type of Santero. His block of wood is blank manuscript paper. He carves it with his notes. He makes something out of nothing, or a type of religion that encompasses the artistic soul. It's in this moment that I said to myself what I said to you at the start of this speech. I want to say something profound. I want to say something that matters. This moment gave me communion with my teacher, and a sense that one day I might be as good as he. I'm willing to bet that each of you have moments that touched you deeply, and people who influenced you greatly. We are in the business of feeling things deeply, for why else would we be musicians? Sometimes we get lost in our sea of exercises and technical procedures, but in the end, we do this because we love it, and we want others to love it too. This may not be a profound notion, but it is an honest one. Perhaps honesty is the farthest for which we should strive. If I'm truly honest, there is one last thing I'd like to say to you today. To the graduating class of the Aaron Copland School of Music 2012, I say to you, look how far you've come. Just wait and see how far we'll go. Thank you.